What better day than your birthday for it to be announced that you are to officiate in your first AFL game as a senior field umpire? Eleni Gloutsis is going to make history this weekend. She's going to referee Essendon West Coast at the Docklands and will be the first female to do so. Eleni, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Happy birthday for yesterday when they told you.
Thank you. It was a very exciting day for a number of reasons.
I'm absolutely sure it was. Tell me about your credentials, because many of the people listening will not know how highly experienced you are before you're entrusted with this great responsibility.
Well, I've been umpiring, so this is my 12th year now being an umpire. I started in the North Eastern Metro Junior Football Association in South Australia. I umpired through the SANFL under-16s, 18s reserves and debuted in league there, and then moved to Victoria on the female pathway for AFL. I umpired in VFL in the first couple of years and sat as the emergency field umpire for AFL matches. I umpired in the JLT, the pre-season competition this year for four matches, and I've been lucky enough to be elevated to the senior list this year and earned a game this weekend.
Can you see clearly out both your eyes at the same time?
Yes, I can.
You don't need any corrective lenses or assistance?
No, my eyes are fine.
Are you accused from time to time of needing some assistance with your eyesight?
Oh, I think it's a bit of a play on words that we're actually associated with OPSM. It's a bit of fun, but you know, all spectators have their different opinions of the game, and you know, generally it's pretty funny stuff.
How do you deal with the sledging? Because by golly, if the players are worried about sledging, they should just for a moment think about the umpires.
Yeah, I think the really important thing as an umpire is to remember that nothing is really personal. They're just there to play the game or to spectate the game and to really have a passion about their team. So they're going to disagree with you if it's against their team, regardless of whether the decision is right or wrong. So I think just remembering it's not personal, it's just about the decision, really makes it a lot easier.
It might make it easier, but does it still hurt?
Not really. I think, you know, in umpiring, you come to understand the nature of it. It's not always the most liked role in football. And so I think if you've got a pretty good understanding of that, and again, do your best to remember it's not personal, you just get on with the job and do the best you can.
In your now more than a decade, has it got easier?
I think umpiring is always challenging. You know, football, particularly AFL, is ever evolving, the rules are changing, the game is changing, it's quicker than it used to be, and so there's always challenging aspects of all different parts of the game, and so, you know, as long as you're flexible and keep adapting to situations, you do the best you can.
I wonder though if it's a bizarre thing with Aussie rules football. It's one of very few games where the rules keep changing all the time. That's very unusual in any professional sporting code.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when we think about realistically what the rules are changing for, they're changing for either player safety or to just make the game more of a spectacle for spectators. So, you know, the new rules that are implemented, it's majority of time it is player safety that's in the forefront, or it is actually for the spectators. So I think if we appreciate that, we would probably agree that the deliberate rush behind and deliberate out of bounds has made the game more enjoyable, more free-flowing, and it's been really entertaining this last 2 years.
But it's very weird. I mean, they don't change the rules of soccer all the time. They don't change the rules of basketball all the time. And they certainly don't change the rules of cricket.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I think, you know, football is really unique in a number of ways. It's a very different game from those games in terms of tackling, in terms of the shape of the ball. And, you know, we have throw-ins unlike other competitions and the bounce. And it's a unique game for so many reasons. And I guess due to those different reasons and the rules in place, it has to evolve.
Do you cop any sexism as a female umpire?
Not necessarily. You know, you get a few different things, as I said, because people aren't happy with the rule or with your decision that you've made. But, you know, on the whole, people are really supportive of me, and they treat me just as they would most other umpires.
Has the incredible success of professional women's football changed the way that the professional male players regard a female umpire?
Look, I think it would have. You know, I would actually see females playing that playing role and also females umpiring at that higher level. So, you know, the more that we can see that happening, you know, on TV, on the radio, in person, it's going to just make it a more respectful environment and really just demonstrate to everyone that females are just as capable as males and are passionate about footy and should be involved in every way possible.
Have you ever tried to play?
Absolutely. I played all through high school and absolutely loved it. And, you know, if the AFL Women's was around then, you know, I might have gone down that path because I loved playing football. And umpiring was a really great way for me to stay involved, but I would not go back for a second. I love umpiring the game.
So even if you could go back to playing, you wouldn't?
not at this stage. I really absolutely love umpiring, and being involved in a different way and being involved in every play and seeing it in a different point of view has just been so exciting and so challenging and fun all at the same time. And so, you know, playing might be something I have a bit of a goal at once I retire as an umpire, but umpiring is definitely my focus.
And just finally, football's incredibly collegial. Basically, teams become families. Are the umpires like a family?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess a few years ago, it probably used to be seen more as an individual type thing. But, you know, as all teams and all AFL has progressed as a whole, it's a really team aspect out of umpiring. And, you know, we're really encouraging of others. We're happy to see our mates do well. It's a really team aspect on the field as well. It's not just one person making a decision. You've got three umpires there who are all contributing to the game and wanting to get the best outcome for the game.
It's been fascinating. Hey, good luck.
Thank you very much.
It's exciting. Eleni Gluftsis, who will referee the Essendon West Coast game at Docklands on Sunday.